Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday morning, the start of a week. What a topic to start our week with, music. It's the 16th of October already. We're already like smack dab in the middle. We have, 31 days, Halloween in October. And then after that, all we're talking about is Christmas. We kind of eat over Thanksgiving and we make it to Christmas. The Canadians already did Thanksgiving. Everybody's kind of just coasting along right now. Great time to just enjoy enjoying yourself. I love this time. It's a coasting time. The weather's changing. You get to enjoy that. And hopefully we don't have such crazy things happening. My God, this past fall from September till now, it's just been one crazy thing after another. But if you really think back, it happens a lot. So I just wish everybody well. I always pray that, you know, every day we get what we can handle and just do what we can do and do our best. And one of those ways of doing our best is through music. Music is something I think we listen to and we overlook the conversations about music. It is an amazing feat of how music can cross lines in a second, and it will remind us that we're one together. It will remind us that we're people. It will show us we can all be happy about the same thing. But it also does that to us personally. That when you're sad and you listen to music because you need to release your feelings or cry, and you listen to certain music and you hear the words, it can make you cry and you will release. And when you hear words that makes sense to you, you start to feel like part of the world, like, wow, I'm not alone. You know what? They're singing it in that song, and that's exactly how I feel. So it starts to pull you out. And we know all that. That's the easy parts. For little kids, they will, I remember my daughter, before she could talk, she was just in a little stroller. And I walked into a store, and this song came on. I don't know if you guys remember it. You have to be a little older to remember it, but it was by these three girls called Wilson Phillips, and one of the girls was one of the Beach Boys' children, or two of them, and one of them was another singer's daughter. Their three daughters, and they sang a song called Hold On, and my daughter wasn't walking yet. She wasn't, I don't know if she was crawling, but I know she was sitting up because she was sitting up in her stroller and she literally started to dance, just started to dance. And if I didn't pay attention to her, I would have never seen it. But I did remember turning around because she was moving and she was dancing. She was moving to the beat because we are so hardwired to so many great things in life, to truth, to love, to purity, to happiness. And when we first are sad and we see something sad, it makes us cry. And sometimes I call them happy tears. You cry from being happy. Or feeling that overwhelming feeling like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. I can't handle it. I remember the night that I met Sterling, and I was sitting at this table, and I didn't know Sterling from anybody. I walked in and literally met him that night. One of my, the girl actually that I saw Christ with, one of my friends, she became my friend after we saw Christ, that's for sure. But she said, you know, you need to meet this man. You know, he's sick. She thought he was going to die at the time, and you know, you need to meet him. He knows what you're talking about, and he can edit your book. So I go, and I go to meet him, and I'm sitting there with him, And I said to him, imagine someone meeting you for the first time in your life. And I said, whatever it is we're supposed to do, it will only happen if we're together. No sooner did I say that, I heard a music in my head that until now I haven't heard before or after that. It wasn't from here, but it was a particular sound. I can't even duplicate it, but I heard it. You know when they say, and then the angels sing? I heard the angels sing. They really do sing. That saying came from someone who knew that. But it was like the almost the confirmation of, this is exactly where you need to be. You just said exactly what you needed to say. And all Sterling said to me was, I know. And I said, I can hear this in my head. He knew all of that. Sterling was given a 5% chance to live in his life. And he's the 5%. He's living. But the music is just like, was the most powerful feeling. And I see a lot on Facebook when people post songs, and I always listen to them because there's, you know, they found it so cool that they wanted to hear that song, or people who play music. And you find out when you listen to music that the voice doesn't even have to be, I don't know what a perfect voice sounds like, but sometimes the imperfections in the voice are what make it great. Because music is the power, not has the power, is the power that changes everything. It's the one unifier we have over and above food and shared interests. It is a universal unifier. There's songs that are so upbeat and they're in Spanish, and I listen to them. And I listen to them because what happens is, and I think it's kind of funny, but whatever energy it takes, one thing that Christ told me was that music is from home. It's one of the connectors to home. Most music, unless you're really trying hard, is inspired by home. I see it's so funny in the chat. Marco 2, we have two Marcos, but Marco 2, it's like, oh, back at work, no more vacation, but let me turn down my music to listen to you, Nadia. That's good, cute. I love music. We had our music at the beginning of our show and at the end, and I took it down because we changed the name, and I never knew how to put it back on. But I'm going to try, because somebody that I knew when we made this music, he's from another country, but he was visiting here, he did a video for it, and he put it up on my page the other day. So that's a reminder to do that and try to figure out how to do that, because I miss it as well. I know, Eliana, I know you guys had mentioned it. Wilma mentioned it. So, yeah, hopefully it will come back. But the thing about music that drives us is that it goes into our inner knowing of how big we are, and it activates it. And that is why we love music so much. It literally, it goes into our core. It touches not our brain. It just skips right over the brain. And it just dives right into our soul. And it wakes us up. If you're ever down, like really down, or you feel you're depressed, and you listen to happy music, you almost can't hear it. because you've shut down the soul part of you, which is why you're depressed in the first place. So now it can't reach there. And then you stay mad or upset or depressed or sad or in despair. It's like the antidote. And yet we can't accept it because we shut down the very part that music wakes up. Really think about that. Because depression is the squashing of our passion. So if we squash our passion, the stuff that ignites and wakes up our passion doesn't sound good to us. It's like our all systems down happens to us. And if you feel like that on a regular basis, I would suggest, and I know it sounds crazy to say because it's the last thing you want to do, but just put on music that makes sounds, like not a voice, but sounds like a piano or sounds of nature or sounds of like water running, because that will slowly start to remind you of your purpose. Music is a medicine, and some of us came here to do it, to produce it, to share it. Others just like to do it on their own. It gives them their outlet. But it is definitely a bridge between home and here. Sometimes we hear like, really hard, harsh music or music that says something that isn't okay, that, you know, has a scary message in it or a bad message in it. And I say to Christ, well, wait a minute. And he said, don't worry. There isn't a downside. There just isn't a downside. There never will be a downside. That was there to reach certain people's souls. They're not right, they're not wrong, but they needed to wake up. Power of that music. Every once in a while I do this, and I can't help it, and I'll spend like an hour or sometimes two on it on a weekend when things are quiet. And I thought to myself, hey, you know what? I get on and I watch like the X Factor or it used to be American Idol or British Got Talent or all those tryouts, those people who came on for the first time and how nervous they are. But what happens the minute they start singing? They forget. They forget nervous. They forget people. They forget everything. They all of a sudden go to another place. You literally watch them on that bridge between here and home. And it's when I watch them, it becomes addictive to me to keep wanting to see it over and over and over again. Because if you ever want to see an example of that bridge live time, you will see it there. You will see it in the people that like have been wanting to do this all their lives, and they couldn't wait for the opportunity. And, you know, they might not be the most polished, but boy, when they sing, you are stuck on them. You're literally stuck on them. And I could watch them over and over again, because watching that feeling is what I like. I used to love going to sports events where people had that peak, you know, they're in their peak performance. And I used to say I used to like watching people when they were peaking, because I didn't know the words to this. This is before I even saw Christ. Because that's when I felt like all the bars that are around us just fall to the ground. It's like they disappear in mid-air. And you can't help it. And I've been listening to this one song. It's in Spanish, and I put it on, and I literally can run around my block 4 or 5 times listening to that song. I turn it off, it's gone. Because it is an energy. Music is an energy, and it's a motivating energy. It's the most powerful motivating energy we have outside of ourselves, outside of our souls. And I can't believe until today that I've never talked about it. It's just one of those things you know and you do and you can't help it. And then you wonder how we never talked about it. But it is the stimulant, and it connects directly with our soul. How many times has your brain said, oh, yeah, this is a great song. I'll just stand and listen to it. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to sing with it. I'm not going to twitch. I'm not going to enjoy it. It doesn't happen. It just sneaks up on you. And if you ever want to be motivated to do anything, put good music on. It's one of the things, there's times, and I know Christ is like talking in my head right now because he was saying that you can't even listen to music and hold a conversation when you're alone because the music will win. You have to turn the music down. You have to turn it off to be able to have a conversation. If someone calls you on the phone, if someone comes in to talk to you, you cannot do both because the music will win every time because of the way it physiologically affects us. I remember when I was younger and I went to this church and I was 8 years old, and I know I told this story a long time ago, but I went in and we walk into this basement and they're showing us a movie. And I never really had an introduction to God before then because being Muslim, there wasn't anywhere to go to worship like a church or any of that. Because I think at that time when I was younger, before I was 12 years old, there were only like 20 Muslims around. And around us, probably 5 or 6 that were my mom and dad's closest work friends, that they all came from Palestine and they worked here to send money back to support their families. And my mom thought, oh, it's like a camp or a summer program. So she sends me with our neighbors who asked us to go with them. And we go and I go into this basement and it's quiet and they have this movie going on and it had kind of like this eerie music and they were showing a house burning down. And here you are, you're a kid. And they're telling you and asking you, if you died tonight, do you know if you're going to heaven? Well, between the kind of music they played, the film I saw, and what they said, I went home in such a state of mind that I told my mom, I don't think I could go back. I don't want to hear any more than what I just heard because I didn't catch up to the scared I feel now. And I remember her putting, I know it sounds, I say Arabi, Arabic music on. And it's like her favorite ones, and she likes to sing them and that. And she put it on, and I immediately felt better about my life, about me, about my home, and the familiarity the music gave me. But I didn't want to hear what I heard there. And later I found out that at their church, you get married at their church and you go to like this room and you have refreshments and they don't allow music or dancing at their church. And even then, that young, before you know anything, I thought, how come these people don't enjoy having fun? And why do they scare each other? Because those two things were all that I know about that church and all that I remember. And do I want to go back? No. And that church grew from that little church I went to in kind of not a good part of Chicago into a suburb, and they have 2 big lots. So one day I'm driving by there this is recently, because my sister lives in the area where they built that church on two sides of a mountain. And everybody's filling up the parking lot and that. And I just look at it and I think, wow, that's fear. And Christ said, fear works. Fear works. And they condition you early on. But the more interesting part about it was that they don't allow music. So when Christ told me that music literally penetrates our soul, it's speaking to our soul, what's happening there? Nobody's soul is spoken to through music because they're not allowed to listen to it. I have two friends that still go there and have brought in their families. You know, their kids are my kids' age now, maybe even older, because I started like 10 years later after all my friends when I had my own children. And the irony of it all, the boys of one of my friends are musicians. They are in a band, and they travel, and they sing. And it was their challenge to overcome that. Isn't that the irony of everything? That you try to raise someone some way, but can you hold them down? We can't. And now the parents travel with the kids, and they had to reconcile within them to accept that their kids weren't them and that they weren't their kids. And all of a sudden, the expansion, the mental expansion of life started to happen for this family that belonged to this church, this particular church out of all the churches in the world, the ones that can't listen to music, not even at a wedding, had the kids who want to be in a band. Because everyone gets the challenges we need to expand. But even as a child, that lack of music made me think of it as a non-entity. Didn't make me think they were bad. It didn't make me think that I knew more than them. I was 8. But there was nothing happy there. There was no music. When you hear someone pick up a guitar, they're not even making sense with the notes. But if you hear it enough, you like it. Like, did you ever hear a song back in the day when they played, you know, these songs on the radio and there were only like, you know, so many bands a year and things were just different. Now it's genres and stations. But back in the days where you would hear a song and the first time you'd hear it, you'd think, it's okay. I don't even really like it very much. But then you hear it a lot and all of a sudden you're singing it and you love it. And you can't help it. And you know the words. Because what happens to us is we're so hardwired. And I know Christopher said he didn't like the thing hardwired, but I just remember Christ saying, you know, we are hardwired to the truth. And there's a lot of truth that's said to us through us, like people who might write books or people who see and know things very, very well. Some people just can put it into words in a way that we can relate to it, for the most part. Everything has its you know, polar opposite type things where you have, you know, scary stuff and that, but it's just not as common because it doesn't connect to that many people. But this bottom line, this underlining current, is an energy that comes into us and propels us to loving more, to caring more, to seeing more of ourselves, to looking at the bigger picture. There's so many bridges that come out from music to our world that you can't even count them. The bridges are of love. All of them stem from love. One of the hardest things to do in our world in this time is to avoid the effect of music. And when you purposely do that, you feel like something didn't ignite. It's almost like looking for something, but you don't know what you're looking for. But I have to say that after, you know, writing up the show yesterday, I know Christ is, you know, he's been, God, I don't even know what to say about Christ right now. He's just been all over me like a cheap suit on Sunday. He's been like, I want to say coming out this past week. And I was with a woman, and she's the woman working with me, but on Friday she was supposed to come to me, and she said, you know, could you come to my house? And I'm like, come to your house? Why would I go to your house? And I said, you know, I don't have a car. I can't get there, and I felt good with that. And she said, well, I'll pick you up. And I thought, pick me up? Why does she want me at her house? And I realized that her husband was curious as to who I was and why she wanted to work with me. And this happens to me a lot, by the way, with spouses. And we were in the car and we were driving there. She came to pick me up. She was running late. And I told her I only had to like 1:30 because I had other work I had to finish as well. And she said, okay, I'll have you back by 1:30. And sure enough, I get there. He's not there, but then he shows up, and, you know, the vetting began. So I'm sitting there, and I knew this was coming. I knew the whole time. I knew the whole way, but I was really like this weird patient. And I remember driving there, and I was thinking of this song that I listened to on my walk, and I've been listening to it over and over again. And I can't get it out of my head. The beat in it was just, it just keeps lifting me. Whether I want to be lifted or not, it completely changes my mood. I'll put the name of it. It's a big song right now. It's called Despacito, I think it is. And I think in one of the versions of it, Justin Bieber does it. But I can't stop listening to that song. Even last night, I put it on while I was just, you know, getting ready to go to bed. It's like I can't put it down. And it's funny because I was listening to that song on my way there. I sat there. I did what I was doing there. I met him. I only talked about Christ. I was like in this place where it didn't matter to me who I was talking to. I had to talk about Christ. And she drives me home. And about 3-4 hours later, she texts me. And she says to me, 1 minute, you look like this little girl just sitting there talking. And then you took on another form. And your face looked longer. You had kind of a more masculine energy to you. And you changed. And I couldn't tell you that until now because I am in shock at what I saw. And I thought, oh, wow. What's happening? It's happening. And I knew it was because I felt something. I just didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know that it affected my appearance. And as she was telling me, I thought of the happiness I feel in that song, in the music that I love to listen to, and in my song list. And all, it's like they were singing again. The angels were singing again. And really put in the importance of how music is such a part of what I feel and when I get lifted even higher than where I'm at. And it doesn't have to be anything special. It just has to feel like it touches. Because once our soul is touched, we're so activated that we can't throw it away. It defines moments. There's songs that I heard in the 70s that if I hear them now, I'd smell the air of that time, of when I first heard it. So today, if I were you, start off the week, listen to something you love, and just let yourself feel it, you guys. I will see you tomorrow. We're going to do the show on the Christ Papers. I love you so very much, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.